Speaking of buying and selling such things, there's a sort of a these suburban supermarkets, internet supermarkets are popping up all around the place, and I'm told they're doing extraordinary business. Sort of a buy, swap, and sell on a Facebook page. If you've used them or sold on them, just give us a call. Let us know how it works and whether it works. We'll come back to footy as well. But I've had an email from somebody we'll call Sue. It involves a one of these sort of buy, swap, and sell Facebook page, and the most extraordinary thing they've got for sale on it. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Neil.
You use this thing a bit? The
Oh, look, I like to have a good look on it, every day, see if there's anything exciting on there.
what's the what is it? Which one?
Well, it's the Port Melbourne Garden City and surrounding suburbs buy, swap and sell.
And have you ever bought anything on it?
No, I haven't.
But okay, now what have you seen that's fired you up?
Well, I saw a post on Saturday night and it said, ladies, want to make yours propose a positive pregnancy test for $20. Make that man yours.
Ladies want to make that man of yours propose positive pregnancy test for $20. Make that man yours. And they're selling what?
They're selling positive tests which show two lines on there which show that the actual person is pregnant.
These are the little things you buy at the chemist.
Yes.
That's pretty grubby, isn't it?
Oh, I was disgusted, Neil.
Do you think it's real?
Oh, look, I don't know, but the person that is selling them is, I looked at her Facebook page and she's part of nursing staff. Made it even more disgusting. Where's the moral obligation?
Well, if it's real. So
Yes.
what they're saying is you can buy a positive pregnancy test to show to your partner and convince them to marry you.
Yes. And there was a lot of outrage by people, and then this person who actually posted it, she actually wrote a post on there, worked for my girlfriend, she said she lost it.
So she's convinced her boyfriend she's pregnant by showing
Yes.
her one of these things, got married, and then said, no, I lost the baby.
Yes.
Geez, that's awful if it's right.
Because, yeah, because people were outraged and there was a lot of, negative comments towards her, and then she just posted that.
Okay, I'm told people sometimes post things on there as jokes. You don't think it's, well, it could be a joke.
Well,
But
no one found it funny.
you've checked out the person who posted it.
Yes, she didn't say, ha ha, this was a joke or anything. And it took, we were trying to get the admin person of this group to actually delete it. But there was no way. So someone who knew the person running the Facebook page actually tagged them into a post and said, delete this. It's disgusting.
Okay, we'll put that on our website, but we'll conceal the name and photograph of the person advertising it. There's two elements there, isn't it? That in this era, anybody would still try to trick a partner into marrying them by pretending they were pregnant. That's step one. And the other thing is that somebody is apparently trying to sell positive pregnancy tests to do that on one of these, what do we call them? Internet supermarkets. Port Melbourne, Garden City, and surrounding suburbs buy, swap, and sell Facebook page. There'd be no control on them either, I imagine.